Recorded Books presents Myth, Inc. in Action by Robert Asprin. Narrated by Noah Michael Levine.
Introduction. What am I doing here? Any recruit, any army. Name?
Now, in those circles within whose company I am accustomed to traveling, it is considered impolite to ask questions in general, and that question in specific. Unfortunately, I was currently well outside those circles, and as such, felt compelled to answer the inquiry, however rude. Guido.
Home address?
The bazaar at Deva.
What?
The bazaar at... just say, varies. The joker what was taking down this information gives me a hard look before continuing with his questions. I give him my best innocent look back, which, as any jury can tell you, is most convincing, though deep down inside I am more than a little annoyed with myself. Being a smarter-than-average individual, I should have recalled that even though my travels and adventures with the boss have accustomed me to other dimensions, to most folks here on Klaw, such places as the bazaar on Deva are unheard of, and therefore suspicious. As I am making a specific effort to be inconspicuous, this is not the wisest answer to have given.
Height and weight?
This question makes me feel a bit better, as it serves to remind me that whatever I say or do, I will never be totally inconspicuous. You see, I am what is politely referred to as a large person, or less politely, as a knuckle-dragging monster. While this is of invaluable assistance considering my chosen profession, it does, however, make it difficult to blend with any given crowd. In fact, I would be the largest person in the line if it were not for Nunzio, who was maybe an inch shorter but a bit bulkier. I can see the guy with the questions has noticed this all by himself, since he keeps glancing back and forth between the two of us as he jots down my responses.
Next of kin?
I guess that would be Nunzio here, Mai says, jerking a thumb at my colleague.
You two are related?
He's my cousin.
Oh.
For a second, I think he's about to say something more, but then he just shrugs and scribbles a little more on his pad.
Do you have a criminal record?
Beg pardon?
A criminal record. Have you ever been arrested?
No convictions. That earns me another hard look.
I didn't ask about convictions. I asked if you've ever been arrested.
Well, yeah, hasn't everybody?
What for?
Which time?
How many times have you been arrested?
Oh, 3, maybe 4 dozen times, but no convictions. The joker has his eyebrows up now.
You've been arrested nearly 50 times with no convictions?
No witnesses, I say, showing him my teeth.
I see, the guy says, looking a little nervous, which is one of the customary side effects of my smile. Well, let's try it this way. Are you currently wanted by the authorities?
No.
Good, good.
He nods, filling in that blank on the form in front of him.
Okay, one final question. Do you know of any reason why you should not be allowed to enlist in the army of Poseltum?
In the actualities of the situational, I knew of several reasons not to enlist, starting with the fact that I didn't want to, and ending with the god-awful wardrobe that I would be forced to wear as a soldier type.
Nah. Very well,
he says, pushing the form across the table at me.
Just sign or make your mark here, please.
Is that all? I ask, scribbling my name in the indicated spot.
Is that all, Sergeant?
The joker smiles, picking up the paper and blowing on the signature. Another reason for not joining the army occurs to me. Is that all, Sergeant? I says, being careful not to let my annoyance show.
No. Go to the next tent now and you'll be issued a uniform. Then report.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?